Welcome back to Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, driven by Liberty Ford. And Coach, 6-4 through 10 games, the work's still not done. How important is this Atlanta game to get back into those winning ways? You haven't lost two games consecutively all season.
Yeah, and I think that's a tribute to our guys, the mental toughness, the resolve that to not dwell on a loss and let one loss turn into two. I think that's very important. If you're going to be successful, that you have to avoid the losing streak. And you also want to be playing your best football late in the year, late November into December, when the playoff picture starts to sort itself out. That's critical that we're playing well. We have to prove again that we can go on the road and beat a quality opponent, and that's just critical to our success. The games we've won so far has really just kind of set the table for us. The games are now meaningful, which a lot of guys are strangers to that, and that's one thing I've talked about this week with the team that. We got to keep pushing. There's some guys, whether it's conscious or subconscious, this time of year, for a lot of their seasons, a lot of their football life has been, you know, maybe time to downshift and put it in neutral and just kind of coast out the year. And we can't be that way. That we have to be a team that finishes strong, because when you finish strong, that gives you a chance to get in and stay hot once you're in.
Obviously, defensively, the injuries continue to mount up. Last week, Jabal Sheard, Carlos Dansby. Do they have any shot at playing this week?
We'll see. I'm a little more skeptical about Carlos. He could be a little bit of time, but just the way how in tune he is with his body and the steps that he's taking to get himself back, I'm not ready to rule him out just yet. And then Jabal, it's a very unique situation. It's a very rare foot injury that he has. And the expert that we went to seemed to think that, you know, that there was a chance that whether it's a pain tolerance thing or what we, you know, orthotic that we can get in a shoe, that we can maximize his chances and he'd be able to go without, of course, causing any further damage. And again, that falls on our medical personnel. And we'll know a little bit more about that as the week goes on.
Have you seen a team be so beat up just in the front seven alone? It seems like that is where the majority of the injuries have happened in a relatively short period of time.
Yeah, it's been frustrating that I think we've done an admirable job of getting the next guys ready to go and get them out there and playing. But it's been a challenge to have the guys, whether it's the interior D line. The outside backers, now the inside backer room, but this is the NFL, and that's life in the NFL. Injuries are a part of it. It's unfortunate that they've been concentrated kind of in the front seven, which does cause some concern, but we need to press on.
Is it kind of a good matchup in a sense that this is an Atlanta team that's built much more to throw the football than to run the football, given kind of where the injuries have fallen, and we saw what Houston did last week?
Sure, but this team is still three very capable running backs, three different skill sets. So I still think that the threat of the run is there. That I do know they're very capable in the pass game, but we still have to force them to be one-dimensional and make sure that we can get them into some longer yardage situations.
Matt Ryan, been a very effective quarterback over the course of his career, former third overall pick. They've got Julio Jones. They've got Roddy White. How do you see this matchup of their passing attack versus what has been an excellent back end of our defense?
Yeah, it'll be a big challenge because Matt Ryan's very intelligent. He knows right where to go with the ball. I think we have to be real good with our coverages and disguises and pre-snap movement. I think is extremely critical. A lot of the stuff he does is at the line of scrimmage, and I just think offensively their system is based around getting their playmakers the ball in space. So it's a challenge to us, especially on the back end, to have our best tackling game of the year.
Craig Robertson will be a big part of that, stepping in for Carlos Dansby in that role. Barkevious Mingo, if he steps in for Jabal Sheard. How pleased are you with their progress and their ability to step in this big game?
No, we're hopeful and have very high expectations for them, that they've done a good job in the roles that they've had, but they need to increase. We'll also ramp up Tank Carter's reps a little bit, kind of have, you know, three guys for two spots, and even, you know, Zach Dials, who's very familiar with our system,
sure,
that will be more of a special teams role, but we could see him out there at linebacker as well if need be. So it's a committee approach, but our guys know it's next man up, and we got to execute.
We'll be back with more Browns Insider with Mike Pettine with the head coach in just a few minutes, but coming up next, it'll be time for our one-on-one player interview brought to you by PNC Bank, the official bank of the Cleveland Browns, when outside linebacker Barkevious Mingo steps in the seat.